The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. This is Janice Valentino, and I am your host. I hope everyone is having a great day. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall day. And I just hope everybody is able to enjoy it and just be blessed in it. I have a wonderful guest on with me this morning. Her name is Carol Halprin. And Carol is going to be talking to me about her experience with our hospice services. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Carol. Carol Halprin, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm really fine, and I'm really glad to have you on with me this morning. I just wanted to let everybody know what had happened was Carol follows us on Facebook, and she replied a number of times to some of the posts that we put up, and she replied with just really very nice and very, very favorable things about the care that her husband, Peter, had received. So I contacted Carol, and I asked her if she would talk to us, to me and to us, a little bit more in depth about that care that he received, and she very kindly...
absolutely, yes.
Yes, she said, absolutely, yes. Actually, you know, I called you in August from the airport. I was on my way to South Carolina, and I called you right from the airport, and I said, I have to call this lady and see if she'll do my show. And you said, absolutely, and here you are.
Happy to be here.
Yes. Well, listen, Carol, I'm going to just talk to you a little bit about the care that you experienced. I know that you live in Greenwood Lake. But
yes.
You also share another state for your residence, is that right?
Yes, we have a townhouse in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Right. And so when you started your journey that ended with our hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties being in your home in Greenwood Lake to take care of your husband and you the last months of his life, it actually started in Florida. Is that right?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I have a friend in Florida who had a mother-in-law with Parkinson's, and she had been using Florida services for quite a while. She talked me into calling and getting them started. So that's where it started in Florida, and then it continued and ended here in Orange County.
I'm really glad that we're able to talk about that, because a lot of people, I don't think, really understand that that is something that certainly can be done, and it is done quite a bit, because you...
Oh, it worked beautifully.
Great.
I spoke to the social worker in Florida, and she contacted you folks, and your people called me while I was still in Florida to
right.
tell me that there would be a seamless transition, and I said, that sounds good to me. And they told me when to call the Florida people to have that file closed, and then when to call you people as soon as I crossed the border into New York State. And that was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And before the end of the day, there were people here from Orange and Sullivan Rockland. I mean, Orange and Sullivan Hospice, sorry.
Yes, yes.
And it was in fact, absolutely seamless and turned out to be much less than I had worried about, which happens a lot when you have a sick person in your house. You worry about a lot of things.
Yes, yes, you do. And that's really one of the main reasons that it's so important for people who are dealing with a loved one who is critically ill, who is basically, you know, with the prognosis of 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for you. That's what we do. And we take care of
you. And you do it very, very well.
Thank you so much, Carol, for saying that. So I want to talk a little bit about your husband, Peter, It's actually the Honorable, right, Peter McQuillan.
Right, the Honorable Peter J. McQuillan, Supreme Court Justice, State of New York.
Yes, yes. And Peter passed away September 19th, 2019. So it's been...
Correct.
Yeah, it was just 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Peter had a very, very influential life. And as you...
Yes, he did.
As you
he
still
He wrote a
do.
Lot of statutes for New York that are still law here.
Yes. Amazing. I was doing some reading on about Peter. And I understand, and this is interesting, you actually met him in the courtroom because you yourself have a background.
I'm an attorney.
You are an attorney.
Yes, I was a defense attorney, and I met him when on one of the cases I was about to try was assigned to him for trial.
That's some story.
The rest of the story is that I protested to the judge who sent me to Peter, because I had heard he was too pro-prosecution. And I said to the judge that was sending me there, I said, this is a good case. I have a chance to win it. Don't send me there. And he said to me, you're crazy. You'll like him. I said, no, I don't think so. So I made a deal with the calendar judge that if I did the pretrial hearings in front of him and I still didn't like it, the pretrial judge would take it back and reassign it. But, of course, once I got in his courtroom, I saw that I was wrong. He was really, really good.
He was really good. And you ended up, he ended up being your husband, how many years later?
12 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just really very interesting. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to talk to you, though, also about, Carol, is the type of care. Now, you know, he had a deep passion for justice, is what I read.
That he did. That's correct.
And we have a deep passion for quality of life and end-of-life care. And I just, I know in my heart that we did provide that for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And not only did you do wonderful things for him, but it was much calmer for me when you guys were on the case, because I didn't have to make medical decisions. I'm a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I didn't have to make medical decisions without being sure they were correct. If I had a question, I would call your 24-hour hotline and find out right away what the answer was. I didn't have to guess. And that made me a lot calmer about dealing with him, especially as he began to deteriorate and, you know, need more and more things done. I would just call and say, should I do it this way or should I do it that way? And somebody would call me right back and answer me, do this, then do this, then do this, then do this. And that just made me so much more relaxed about it. Having somebody who was knowledgeable and was, you know, correct person to be making these kind of decisions, telling me, you know, what would be the best thing to do. And also your people were very present in my house. I had a team captain in Allison Britton, who was the RN, and she had Lori Phillips, the LPN, who was just a delightful person. I really liked Lori a lot. And then we had Dakota and Brittany aides. We had Tiffany, who was there to be my social worker. I always liked that I got the social worker. I thought that was good. There was something for me, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Hospice care is about the patient,
you know, they all
and family.
Helped. They all helped in different ways, but there were people, you know, I had this as a sense of their being present. You know, there was never a couple of days when I said, I wonder where they are. There was somebody was always coming in or calling or making sure I was, you know, that the other person had gotten there that day. Oh, I also had a volunteer. Her name was Mary. I'm sorry, I don't remember her last name. She was a local woman in the community.
Yes.
And she was a volunteer that came over when I needed to leave him for a few minutes or something, like to shop or she was always calling me saying, call me more often. You don't call me often enough. She was delightful. She was wonderful. I mean, the whole thing meshes together with the different roles that people play. And it just really, really works well. It made me feel much better. It made Peter feel much better.
Yes.
Your folks brought in a lot of equipment right away when you came. We threw out the old bed and talked about a hospital bed that we borrowed.
Right.
We had the oxygen stuff. We had the medicines in the refrigerator for anything that might happen with him. It's not just, you know, from the stroke, but there's stuff if he's nauseous. There's stuff if he gets diarrhea. There's stuff if, you know, if he needs something, there's something in the refrigerator.
Yes.
And I mean, you people are clearly very, very, very good at your jobs.
Thank you.
You know what needs to be done, and it's taken care of without any problems at all.
Well, thank you. And you're right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, you talked about, you know, the team being there and always somebody there, always, you know, always having someone to talk to and someone to call. What we call it is our interdisciplinary team. Because
it is. It's not just that, you know, one person shows up and they have some assistance. I mean, if Allison isn't coming, then Lori's coming. If Lori isn't coming, then Brittany's coming. You know, somebody's going to be here. Somebody's going to make sure he's okay virtually, because he was so sick, I guess, virtually every day.
Right.
Maybe they miss a day once in a while, but if they do, they talk to me on the phone.
Right.
They just coordinate really well with each other and with me, and we were just really, it was so much better than I had any right to hope for. It was just terrific. And then there you've got your doctor behind them. If there's a real medical question that Allison, the RN, isn't totally comfortable with, she calls your doctor.
Right.
And we get a doctor on the scene. I'm not on the scene, but on the phone. You know,
exactly. Yeah, that would be right. That would be Dr. Robert Dinsmore, who is our...
Yes, Dr. Dinsmore.
Dr.
Right,
Dinsmore, right, who's our medical director.
Right, exactly. But all of that, just, you know, each individual part of it would be nice, but the fact that they all can work together makes it 10 times better than it could be with the individuals, because
right.
they have such a team going, and they, you know, they just know how to handle everything.
Well, thank you so much.
I might get upset about something, but they're not.
Yeah,
I call
right.
them and they're not.
Because
they say, okay,
because they know
the
what they're doing.
Go to the refrigerator, take out the one labeled this,
right.
do this, give him that, do this, whatever, and it's all taken care of. I think I told you earlier that I had never spent a full night sleeping after my husband had his stroke in 2014 until your people showed up in 2019.
Wow.
And then once they were on the job, I slept through the night and didn't wake up again the whole time that you guys were here, because it's like, you know, responsible people are taking care of it, and that's the best you can do for him.
Well, that's an amazing testimony right there, to be able to know that you could get a good night's sleep, knowing that
I hadn't slept in years, literally,
yeah.
because I would wake up in a panic about the financial burdens and the, you know, whether I could handle the medical burdens and
right.
how I was going to move him if it came time to move him again. And I mean, it was just a million things that would swim in my head that would keep me up.
Right.
And once you guys were on the job, I could sleep.
Well, we're gonna end this section right there, and we're gonna come back in a moment. You are listening to the Nonprofit Notebook for Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. This is Janice Valentino.
Dear Hospice family, my husband was given less than 6 months, and he was able to be here for 10 and a half months. I think that was because of the care that was given to him by Hospice.
Dear Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County, my family is so grateful for the care that Hospice provided at the end of Mom's life.
I write this letter to give my thanks and gratitude to the people of Hospice who were so understanding and caring in my family's time of need.
The Kaplan Family Hospice residence, it was like a breath of fresh air.
I know that God sent these wonderful people to us.
It was one of the best decisions we had ever made.
I think it lengthened his time on earth.
Call Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, providing generations of care in your community. There are others. Make sure to ask for us by name. Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Your choice does matter.
I'd just like people to find out about Hospice while there was still time.
Hospice is a plan for living.
Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Free Speech with Stephen Keeter, where you can voice your opinion, express your ideas, comment, or make suggestions on the topic du jour, right here on Radio Worth Listening to. WTBQ.
We are back. You're listening to the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties, and I'm Janice Valentino. If anybody would like to call in or text a question to Carol, I'm going to give you that number. It is 845-651-9231. 1110 if you'd like to call in, or if you'd like to text 328-0886. That's an 845, 328-0886. If anybody would like to reach out to Carol and to ask any type of question, I think you can see Carol is very, very open to talk about her experience with hospice. And we're very, very grateful that she's willing to do this. So, Carol, one of the things that you mentioned, of course, which really is a testimony all in itself, was that you were able to sleep through the night for the first time mm-hmm. once you were able to have your husband on hospice. It mm-hmm. is so important, not only for the patient to get the care that they need, but also for the caregiver, and that was you. And so hospice, as part of the interdisciplinary team, the caregiver, the family, is also taken care of. And
absolutely.
You mentioned the social worker. And
the social worker was a tremendous help to me.
Yes. And why was that? Because, you know, I'm gonna tell you that many, many people, and I know they're listening, and they'll probably shake their head and say, yeah, she's right. So many people are so afraid of having other people come into their home to help care for their loved one.
I have trouble understanding that, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, like, no, I know you do.
If help is available, why wouldn't you take it?
Why wouldn't you take it? Exactly. But there
it's
are
hard
a lot
enough.
Of people.
Believe me, when you have a family member dying, nothing is going to make it easy. It's going
right.
to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
That's a given. But any time you can get good, competent, capable help, you're crazy not to take it. It's really, it's like, you don't need to make it any harder. It's going
right.
to be hard enough.
Right. You're absolutely right. And nobody can say it better than you. No one can say it better than someone who has gone through it and understands it. So thank mm-hmm. you for saying that.
No,
but
absolutely true.
Yeah, absolutely. But having that social worker come in, what did the social worker do for you?
Okay, well, for one thing, she kind of made sure that the communication between me and Allison and Lori was working properly. Sometimes she would just sit with me for a while and we would just talk. And she would say, I'm not sure Allison understands how you really feel about that. Let me talk to her, you know, or I'm not sure that they understand how concerned you are with whatever.
Right.
And she just kind of made sure that everybody got on the same page and everyone, you know, wanted the same thing and we were agreed how we were going to proceed. Because you do have, you know, different people who aren't always speaking to each other all the time, you know, they're going to a lot of different places.
Right.
So
right.
she kind of just made sure that the wheels were all turning in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one who spent the time. I mean, when the nurses were here, they spent time with him, not me. You know,
right.
He's the patient. But she was more concerned with making sure that I was okay with everything.
Right.
And that I agreed with what was being done and how it was being done and all that. And that, I thought, was very helpful. There was one time in particular I remember that we had a question about cutting down a certain medication. And we weren't all agreed exactly on how we were going to do this. And she just spent some time with me and said, you know, let me talk to Allison and make sure she understands what you're saying and what your concern is.
Right.
And she did. And then the problem went, it wasn't a problem, but the whole thing just went away because she took care of it.
Right.
And that was helpful. That was very helpful.
Yeah.
Well, the social worker in Florida who contacted you folks and got us all transitioned nicely,
mm-hmm.
seamlessly, was also extremely helpful because she did that. She got a hold of you people. She forwarded whatever information you needed to evaluate him was. And so that before we even got here, we were accepted and people were coming and they were, you know, you guys always already had people scheduled because you knew what day I was going to arrive. And it was like, you know, that's what the social worker in Florida did for me.
Right.
She got me you, so that was a good thing.
yes, it was. And this is, you know, this is what we do. Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. We are very passionate about taking care of people at the end of life, of course, and the families. But the most important thing is to understand is that we're specialists, and yes. A lot of people, you know, do not understand that end of life care. It's still health care, of course, but mm-hmm. it's a little bit different, and there right. needs to be an expertise mm-hmm. on how to take care of someone to give them the best quality of life there is, but assist them in their journey, certainly to be comfortable, to understand everything that's happening, and to bring peace not only to the person who is the mm-hmm. one being cared for, but also for the caregivers.
Yes. No. Absolutely. You're totally correct on that.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes. And one of the things that you had mentioned to me, and I'm going to bring it up, is you mentioned, and a lot of people talk about it. It's a little blue book.
Oh, I love the little book.
The little blue book. And that little blue book that Carol is referring to is called Gone From My Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that little blue book is something that our social workers use, our care team uses, as one of our very, very important tools. This particular
book. It is very important because it tells you what to expect.
Right.
And one of the things that everybody seems to find difficult to discuss with you when you've got somebody in your house dying is exactly what to expect and when to expect it.
Right.
And this will say, you know, 2 weeks before the person dies, usually this starts to happen. And, you know, a week before, something else starts to happen. And it's, you know, it's kind of information you don't really get anywhere else. And it's set out in such a kind way in the little book. It's very, very, it's written in a very kind manner.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it doesn't have anything to do with what your religious beliefs are, what you think is going to happen later or anything like that.
Right.
Anybody can relate to this. It's very sweet and it's very kind. And I've even read it a few times recently because it's in my living room. It's still there. Because I just like it.
Yeah.
The image of the ship
of
going
the ship,
over the over horizon.
The horizon
and all that.
Right.
It's a very nice way to look at it. Very kind and very pleasant.
It is. It absolutely is. It was written by Barbara Carnes, who is an RN, and we have been using Gone from my Sight for many decades. We've been providing care.
It's good enough to use for decades. It's that good.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely, and we will continue to use it for decades more.
Because I have to tell you, when people hand me things, you know, reading material, something, I usually just smile and take it and think, I don't know if I'll even bother reading this. But this I did bother reading, and I was very, very glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helped me understand what was going on,
mm-hmm.
and it was just done so nicely and so pleasantly, and nothing seemed scary. Everything seemed like it's all taken care of.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
Yes. And
it just makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And what a gift to anyone who is dealing with losing their loved one to have the gift of peace, to have the gift of knowing that your loved one is being taken care of in the best possible way in every aspect of their care.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you. And I have to tell you, Carol, you really nailed it, and I understand. I mean, listen, you're an attorney. You know how to speak about truth, and you do it just so eloquently. And
well,
I really appreciate it because I believe, I truly believe that every story allows someone else to have their story. Every person who shares their testimony of how hospice care really came in and took care of their loved one, took care of them and the household, that made things better. They allow someone else to have the experience of
mm-hmm.
having better because
yes,
it really is very, very hard.
If I could do that for someone, I would feel very, very good about it.
Well, I guarantee.
I feel like I did somebody an enormous service if someone
I guarantee you
to
have
this today and says, I think I'll try it.
Yeah.
I would feel wonderful about that.
And I think you have. And so whoever's listening out there, and I know we have a nice, we have an audience out there who's listening now, or they'll listen at another point, because we, mm-hmm. these shows are all on our website. You can listen to them at any time. But if you are thinking about calling, if you are thinking about that you're going to need this, maybe you don't feel you need it now, call today. Find out if we are the ones that can bring that peace. And you would call 845-561-6111. Very simple. 561-6111. Or go to our hospice website, hospiceoforange.com. Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties, we've been providing this care for over 33 years. And we'll be providing for another 33.
Your people are literally a godsend. You're wonderful. I heard some of the letters that they read, you know, before we start talking on the show today.
Yes.
And I can identify with every one of them. It's just, it makes a difference of night and day. When my husband was actually dying, his daughter was in San Diego. She was on the phone with me a lot. And she just kept saying, is he in pain? Is he okay? And I said, not a moan, not a groan, not a grimace.
Right.
Nothing to worry about.
Right.
They have it totally under control.
Yes.
He's just going to go to sleep. That's all that's going to happen.
Well, thank you, Carol. I think
no problem at all. I mean, and they were really determined. You know, they knew how to make it work, and they made it work perfectly.
Well, thank you so much for that testimonial. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. And let me just say, in the ending of the show, trust has a name. And that name is Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, give us a call, 845-561-6111, and see if we can help you. And remember, there are no mistakes in life, only lessons to be learned. Let's learn well together. Bye-bye, everyone.